has been killing it down there on South Osborne.
CKUW,
check him out. Call us now. 204-774-6877. Get your friend's card. I guess we got...
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We got barking dogs, so stay tuned and pledge.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m., and that means it's time for a very special edition of Barking Dog. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and in case you haven't heard, we're nearing the end of the first week of CKUW's annual fund drive. To donate, you can call 204-774-6877 and speak to the folks at the station who are standing by to answer calls from generous listeners. Or you can head over to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate online. As of Monday evening when we're recording this, we've raised just under $12,000, and we need your help to get to our goal of $60,000 before Fundrive ends next Friday. CKUW receives no government money, and the donations we receive from listeners during Fundrive make up about a quarter of our annual budget. So when we say we're a listener-driven station, we mean it in every sense. Your money directly supports the operation of this Winnipeg institution, paying for necessary things like computers, software, and playback equipment. To donate right now, call 204-774-6877 or head to fundrive.ckuw.ca. Barking Dog's own fundraising goal is $1,000, and we'll be raising that money today on the show and throughout the week. Today, to celebrate Barking Dog's historical focus and highlight the wide variety of music and programming you can hear on CKUW at any given moment, we'll be taking a trip through time from the very earliest recorded sounds from the 1880s to recordings that have come out in the last couple of years. So while you're dialing 204-774-6877 or going to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate, we'll hear a recording of Alexander Graham Bell himself, recorded on a wax disc in 1885, saying, "This recording has been made by Alexander Graham Bell in the presence of Dr. Chichester A. Bell on the 15th of April, 1885, at the Volta Laboratory, 1221 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C., in witness whereof, hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell."
This record has been made by Alexander Graham Bell in the presence of Dr. Christopher A. Bell on the 16th of April, 1885, at the Volta Laboratory.
Just heard two very early recordings, that last one of the beautiful whistler Alice Shaw, recorded in August of 1888, the same year that Wesley College opened in Winnipeg. Before that, we heard a recording of Alexander Graham Bell's voice from 1885. We're nearing the second and final week of Fund Drive, and we're still working towards our goal of $60,000. To donate, you can call 204-774-6877 right now, or head to fundrive.ckuw.ca. CKUW's Fund Drive is not only an opportunity to make a donation to CKUW, but it's also an opportunity to invest in your local community and help us grow throughout the year. Volunteers handpick the songs they play, put them in an order that they find interesting and inventive, and gather information about each of them to deliver to you each week. Some volunteers have an eclectic approach, selecting songs from wildly different eras and genres to play over the course of a single show. Some meticulously compile music around a specific theme each and every week. And others, like us here at Barking Dog, do a little bit of both. Sure, we cover music that fits under the broad umbrella of roots, but most weeks you can hear everything from Tuvan throat singing to African desert blues to sea shanties. A few times a year, we'll put together a themed show where we really dive deep on a certain topic covered in folk and roots music of all sorts. This show today is a good example of that. We're playing two songs from every decade since the beginning of recorded music. The personal, hand-picked quality of CKUW's programming is a direct result of the support we receive from listeners like you who vote to keep CKUW unique by donating your time and your money to the station. The freedom CKUW affords to its volunteers through its own freedom from advertising allows us to bring our ideas to life and make shows that span centuries and genres. So please call now, 204-774-6877, or head to fundrive.ckuw.ca to let your opinion be heard. CKUW is relying on you. $35 is a great pledge level because it breaks down to just 9 cents per day and still gives you the Friends of CKUW card, which gets you deals at tons of local businesses that support community radio like King Cobb Market Pub and Pollux Hardware. There are also payment plans, so you don't have to donate the whole amount at one time. Please call 204-774-6877 right now, or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to pay online. While you do, here's Irish-American tenor George J. Gaskin with American folk song Drill Ye Terriers Drill, recorded in 1891.
Every morning at 7 o'clock, to the 20 carriers on the lock, the boss comes along and he takes his bill, and put all your powder in the gasping drill. Then it's really carrier's drill. Oh, really carrier's drill. Got all the time, baby, no sugar in the tray when you're working in the middle of the railway. And it's really carrier's drill. And glass and oil.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Heard the Chicago vocal group The Standard Quartet with Keep Moving from 1894. 1 year after that, in 1895, Guglielmo Marconi made breakthrough discoveries in the transmission of radio signals by raising his antenna higher off the ground. Elsewhere in 1895, construction was finished on Wesley Hall. Before that, we heard George J. Gaskin with Drill Ye Terriers Drill. It's the sixth day of CKUW's annual on-air fundraising campaign, which lasts for 2 weeks. And today on the show, we're working our way through the decades, playing 2 songs from each decade of recorded music, while we work towards our goal of $60,000. This is our effort to raise money to keep the station going and to keep it ad-free. That means we're raising money to pay the capable and indispensable staff who train volunteers, curate and catalog music, produce local information radio, and keep the wheels of CKUW well-greased and turning smoothly. This radio station and the shows on this radio station provide the building blocks for people, host and listener alike, to discover their passions in life. CKUW represents such an important opportunity for rediscovering or discovering for the very first time that thing you love. CKUW does not run ads, and it's not supported by government funding, so it relies on its listeners every year to keep broadcasting. In fact, listener donations make up about 25% of the annual budget, and 80% of those donations are made during Fund Drive. So while you have a moment, please call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate now. When you pledge $75, we'll send you a thank you gift in the form of an exclusive and adorable Fun Drive shirt, designed this year by Natalie Mark, and a CKUW Friends card, which provides you with discounts and special offers for local businesses like Burton Lysecki Books, Into the Music, and the Dave Barber Cinematheque. Please call now, 204-774-6877. Opting for a tax return instead of the physical gifts is no problem. In fact, it's a great choice because the station saves on gift expenses and can use your whole donation to fund operations. So while you spend your afternoon with CKUW on in the background providing a friendly, informative soundtrack, consider donating. Your donation keeps the station an ad-free zone. Keep in mind that volunteers handpick the songs they play and put them in a thoughtful order so that you can, in turn, discover a new favorite tune or remember an old favorite you haven't heard in years. You don't get that handmade quality on mainstream radio or even on more corporate public radio. As AI increasingly infiltrates every corner of our lives, it's comforting to know that CKUW has a generative AI policy that requires volunteers to disclose the use of AI and produce the majority of their programming without its use. We here on Barking Dog promise to never use generative AI or algorithms to decide what we play on the show or to do our research. CKUW has a personal, homegrown quality because we're real people producing radio that reflects the immediate community. And we're supported by people like you who vote to keep CKUW unique by donating your time and your money to the station. Please call now at 204-774-6877 or donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. While you do, we'll enter the 20th century and hear a track from popular ballad tenor Harry McDonough of Hamilton, Ontario. This recording is called Just Before the Battle, Mother, recorded for Victor Records in 1906, the same year Canadian-born inventor Reginald A. Fassenden became the first person to make a public wireless radio broadcast.
Now make boss, what might your name be?
Say, what made you think I was boss here?
Why, I just guessed it.
Well, just guess what my name is.
Well, how long have you lived here?
Say, see that hill over there?
Yes.
Well, that was here when I come.
Well, how far is it to the next crossroads?
You just follow your nose and you come to it.
Well, where does this road go to?
It don't go anywhere. Stays right where it is.
Hey, down the road, I saw a horse with a broken leg. Why don't you kill it? People generally kill a horse with a broken leg.
Well, I swan. Round here, we generally kill a horse with a shotgun.
Hey, you're a pretty smart fella, ain't ya?
Yes, but ain't half as smart as my brother Bill.
Who is brother Bill?
Why, my mother's son, of course.
Say, now, I'm a lawyer and a pretty smart one, do I look it?
Well, yeah. Now, I had to go to law not long ago about this house of mine.
Well, did you have a smart lawyer?
You just bet I did. He owns the house now.
Say, I know the hole in the roof of your house. Why don't you have it fixed?
Why, 'cause it's been a-raining lately.
Yes, but why don't you fix it when it's not raining?
Yes, when it don't rain, it don't leak.
Hey, for pity's sake, why don't you play the rest of that tune?
Well, I just reckon ain't no man living smart enough to do that.
Oh, yes, there is. Now, I think I can if you'll let me. Ah, thank you.
Well, boy, tell us, Sanger. You're the smartest man living, you be. Come right in. You're welcome to anything in my place. Come on in, Sanger. Come in.
That was American vaudeville star and recording artist Len Spencer with a humorous recording of Arkansas Traveler from 1908. Before that, we heard Harry McDonough with Just Before the Battle, Mother. This week, for CKUW's Fun Drive, Barking Dog is playing two songs from every decade from the past 140 years. You can call 204-774-6877 right now, or head to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate. If you've been listening to the show from the start today, you've heard countless requests for donations. To those who have already donated, thank you so much for your support. I'm always proud to be able to raise money for this community institution, and you can be proud that you've played a necessary part in keeping the station running. For those who are listening right now and like this show or any other on CKUW, but are still on the fence, consider this. The station costs over $660 per day to operate, so airing a one-hour-long program on CKUW costs about $1,400 a year. That means that Barking Dog costs the station $2,800 a year. This show raised just over $2,000 during the fund drive last year, but I think it would be great to raise even more this year and fully cover the amount that we cost the station annually. Please consider chipping in. When you donate to the station, you're directly contributing to keeping music on the air that no other station in the city plays. Where else will you hear 140 years of music in one show? If you donate $220, you're paying to listen to Barking Dog for nearly 5 weeks. On top of keeping us on the air, you also get a cozy CKUW hoodie and a Fun Drive t-shirt at that donation level, plus a CKUW friends card. It doesn't get better than that unless you want to kick your donation up to $500, which comes out to under $10 a week. Head over to fundrive.ckuw.ca right now to donate, or call 204-774-6877. We'll hear one now from early American banjo recording artist Fred Van Epps. This is Chatterbox Reg from 1911, when Winnipeg was still Canada's third largest city. Before the First World War and the opening of the Panama Canal weakened the city's economic position.
Thank you.
was Quebecois fiddle player Jean-Baptiste Roy with Highland Fling from 1917, and before that, Chatterbox Rag, an early ragtime banjo recording from Fred Van Epps. Today on CKUW, we're asking you to help us keep the gears of CKUW turning smoothly. CKUW's annual fund drive is on until next Friday, and we're racing to meet our goal of $60,000. CKUW brings people together every day in so many ways. The volunteers and staff at the station are brought together through their love of broadcasting. Hosts and listeners are brought together through their love of the carefully curated music that can be difficult to find anywhere else. And you can come together with a friend or family member to collectively pledge a donation to the station by going to fundrive.ckuw.ca or calling 204-774-6877. If you donate $125 between the two of you, that's just over $60 each, and you'll be eligible to share the $125 pledge level items between you, which include a CKUW Fundrive t-shirt, a toque, and a Friends of CKUW card, which is very effective at both saving you money at local businesses and showing your support for local radio. Call now to make a donation at 204-774-6877 or pledge online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. While you do, we'll move into the 1920s, when Winnipeg was struggling with the aftermath of the First World War, the influenza pandemic, and the general strike of 1919. The 1920s were also the decade when radio began to take hold as a popular form of entertainment. Here's one from the Fisk Jubilee Singers of Nashville, Tennessee, with Study War No More from 1920.
Going to lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside and study. Study war no more.
upon me. Tell them all the panic is on. Bad times upon me. Tell them all the panic is on. I feel so disgusted. All the good times done gone. Crying, they can't get a break. Everybody is crying, they can't get a break. Tell me what's the matter, everything seems too late. When you hear me howling, you know something going on wrong. When you hear me howling, then you know something's wrong. Bad time has got me, why I sang this song. I can't make a nickel, I'm flat as I can be. Can't make a nickel, I'm flat as I can be. Some people say money is talking, but it won't say a word to me. I ain't had a paycheck since the devil was a boy. I ain't had a paycheck. The devil was a boy. If I get a real job, I'd pass out with joy. Bad time up on me, I can't get a gown. Bad times up on me, I can't get a gown. No gal costs money when she'd be your pal. Bad times up on me, baby needs some shoes. Bad times up on me, baby needs some shoes. Bad luck hanging around, keep me singing bad time blues.
We just heard Barbecue Bob with Bad Time Blues from 1928, and before that, the Fisk Jubilee Quartet with Study War No More. CKUW's 2026 Fund Drive is on for another week, and we're working towards our goal of $60,000, but we need your help to get there. You can call 204-774-6877 right now, or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate. CKUW's budget this year is $241,000, and listener donations make up about a quarter of that. The University of Winnipeg student levy covers the rest, but with enrollment down over the last couple of years, listener support is more integral than ever. I like to think of it as a symbiotic relationship between two organisms. CKUW provides us with entertainment, comfort, and information 24/7, and we provide CKUW with the financial support it needs to keep producing programming that reflects its community. If you've tuned in to CKUW today specifically to catch Barking Dog, you're probably listening because you're a fan of folk and roots music and you enjoy the mix of old and new recordings and the information we provide each week about the tracks you hear. This week, we thought we'd shine a spotlight on the historical element of the show and start 140 years ago at the very beginning of recorded music. I don't know about you, but I've never heard such a wide range of recording dates in one show. Certainly not on a commercial radio station. We're able to do this because on CKUW, we're entrusted with the freedom to do what interests us, rather than acting based on the interests of corporate sponsors. This results in a much more interesting radio space for everybody, and it allows people to discover new aspects of arts and culture that they may not otherwise get the chance to interact with. Donating to CKUW means keeping the airwaves free for everybody. To give, you can call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca. If you just want to give without the gifts, you can opt to get a tax receipt instead, and we can put your full donation to use operating the station. Again, call 204-774-6877 right now, or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate online. While you're doing that, we'll head into the 1930s, when the Great Depression took hold, but also when Manitoba and Wesley Colleges merged to form United College in 1938. This is David McCarn with Cotton Mill Colic from 1930.
When you buy clothes on easy terms, the collectors treat you like measly worms. $1 down, and then Lord knows if you don't make a payment, they'll take your clothes. When you go to bed, you can't sleep. You owe so much at the end of the week. No use to collect, they're all that way, pecking at your door till they get your pay. I'm a gonna starve, everybody will, cause you can't make a living at a cotton mill. When you go to work, you work like the devil. At the end of the week, you're not on the level. Payday comes, you pay your rent. When you get through, you've not got a cent to buy fat fag meat, pinto beans, now and then to get turnip greens. No use to collect, we're all that way. Can't get the money to move away. I'm gonna starve, everybody will, cause you can't make a living at a cotton mill. Run a few days, and then they stand, just to keep down the working man. We can't make it, we never will, as long as we stay at a lousy mill. The poor are getting poorer, the rich are getting rich. If I don't starve, I'm a son of a gun. No use to collect, no use to raise. We'll never rest till we're in our grave. I'm a gonna starve, nobody will, cause you can't make a living at a cotton mill.
By my side. love me, not hating to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true.
Charlie Harold and his Roundup Rangers from Winnipeg with Red River Valley, recorded in 1933. Before that, we heard David McCarn with Cotton Mill Colic. If you're just tuning in and you're enjoying what you're hearing, please consider donating to CKUW's Fund Drive right now by calling 204-774-6877 or heading over to fundrive.ckuw.ca. When you donate just $35, you can get a CKUW Friends card, which gives you discounts and special offers at over 30 local Winnipeg businesses, including Into the Music and Organic Planet. But it's not just the physical gifts you receive in exchange for your donation that matter. Whether you're a casual listener, or you make sure to tune your dial to 95.9 FM every single day, you know how valuable this station is. When you tune in to listen to Barking Dog each week, you're likely doing it because we shine a spotlight on music and artists that don't often get the spotlight. There are many other folks playing music on CKUW that do the same, like Boots and Saddle and Twang Trust. Like Barking Dog, they focus on roots-related music that isn't often given center stage. To continue giving this music a place to be heard, you can donate right now by calling 204-774-6877, or you can go to fundrive.ckuw.ca. We'll hear a couple of recordings from the 1940s now, when United College in Winnipeg was seeing mass enrollment after the Second World War. This is Woody Guthrie with Talking Centralia from the latter half of the 1940s.
I'm just a miner in a mining town. I dig like a mole in a hole in the ground. When the sun comes up till the sun goes down, I don't see much sun when I'm down in the ground. Soft coal and hard coal and lead and zinc and all other kinds of hard stuff. It's a hard living. Got up this morning in the same old way, drunk my hot coffee to start off my day. My wife gave me breakfast in her stocking feet, and I kissed the kids in bed, and then I walked down the street. Just walking along, watching the sun come up, I was just thinking and wondering. Wondering and thinking. Centralia here is a pretty little town. You can see Illinois for miles around. Can't see too good with my eyes full of sleep, though. I'm gonna quit mining someday, and I'm gonna sleep about a week. Just solid sleep. Hard down, hard up, good old warm sleep. Dream myself up a lot of pretty dreams about pretty mine.
Fun Drive 2026 continues for Barking Dog on CKW 95.9 FM. They are currently at $425 for their show goal. They are aiming for $1,000, and we can do that together. You can make those phones ring 204-774-6877 to call in to support CKUW 95.9 FM and Barking Dog, the best folk music show in this great city. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge.
Stand and laugh, an elevator man drops us down his shaft. We scatter and kneel and crawl different places with fumes in our eyes and dust on our faces, gas on our stomach, and water on our kneecap, aches and pains and rheumatism, all kinds of crazy pictures flying through our heads. Well, this spark did hit us in the number five. I don't know if anybody ever did come out alive. I got carried out with a busted head. The lady said there's 111 was dead. Well, this ain't my first explosion. I come through two cave-ins and two more fires before this one. 22 dead down in Ohio and 36 I seen in Kentucky laid out. And 111 here in Centralia. Well, it seems like the very best men go down and don't come back in these mining towns. Keep on wondering how things would be if a cave-in had come to the center's seat. Or a big explosion of some kind was to go off up there in them Congress walls. Wonder what sort of words and messages that they'd write on their slates. Wonder if they'd hire anybody to come down to them Senate chambers and put in some safety devices, $900 worth. I think it's just about enough loose gas around that Capitol dome up there, though, to make a mighty big blow if a spark ever hits it just right.
Is saying, Steve, you're away behind time. This is not 38, but the old 97. You must get her in to set her on time. Now Steve, he turned to his black greasy fireman, saying, shovel in a little more coal. And when we reach that white rose crossing, you just watch old 97 roll. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, when the whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam. Now, ladies, take a very kind warning from this time now and on. Never speak a harsh word to your true love and husbands. They may leave you and never return.
Just heard BC born Smilin' Billy Blinkhorn with The Wreck of the Old 97, recorded in 1947. Before that, we heard Woody Guthrie with Talking Centralia. As you may know by now, CKUW's Fund Drive is on until next Friday, and as we work towards the station-wide goal of $60,000 and Barking Dog's own goal of $1,000, we need your help. As of Monday, when we're recording this, we've hit just under $12,000 in donations. This is a tough time for a lot of people in the community, and many people who may want to donate for the first time, or who usually donate to Fund Drive, might not be able to this year, which is completely understandable. CKUW is here for you regardless. But for those who do have the means and are considering donating, but just haven't made a move yet, consider that your donation doesn't just benefit CKUW, but it benefits those other listeners who aren't able to donate right now. Other members of your community who rely on CKUW as a source of local information and entertainment. A quarter of CKUW's budget comes from Fund Drive, and the station receives zero government funding from the municipal, provincial, or federal government. So when we say that CKUW is listener-driven, we mean it literally. Your support is vital to keeping this program on CKUW, so let this be your sign to head over to fundrive.ckuw.ca or call 204-774-6877 right now and make a contribution. If you donate at the very special $95.90 pledge level, you get the ever-popular CKUW Friends card, plus the choice of a CKUW toque or a tote bag. Again, that's fundrive.ckuw.ca or 204-774-6877 to donate. Now we move into the 1950s, when Winnipeg experienced a terrible flood and a third of the city was evacuated. We'll hear Ellen Steckert now with High Floods and Low Waters from 1959.
I stand on a high marble place and look down. See the wild rushing waters flood city and town.
High floods and low waters all around, all around. High floods and low waters all around.
Stony bone dry, while down in Georgia it pours from the sky.
High floods and low waters all around, all around. High floods and low waters all around.
At the hospital of Blaiswell, the fireman said, yes, sir, I'd save more people if I had the pressure.
High floods and low waters all around, all around. High floods and low waters all around.
Now New York City is a devil of a place, sir. Drinking hot burning whiskey without any chaser.
High floods and low waters all around, all around. High floods and low waters all around.
Bow down with your neighbor and ask yourselves why. Some cities is flooded while others bone dry.
High floods and low waters all around, all around. High floods and low waters all around.
Village, you girls in the town, it's a long time, a very long time for a fella who's after being out on his own, out on his own. With the whiskey jacks whistling cheerful and free in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. Now it's all very well in the full of the day when there's no time, not very much time, for a man to keep thinking of the things that don't pay, the things that don't pay. Where the rapids are rushing so grand and so free in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. But in the quiet of the evening when the camp settles down and the night is cold, so very cold, and old Rory Bory starts shifting around, shifting around. Then he'll think of the warm lips and the laughter so free in the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree. The in-between seasons of the freeze-up or the thaw, and it's let's go, hey, look out, let's go, for we're off for some fun with the girls in the town, the girls in the town. He's a popular guy when his money flows free from the land of the muskeg and the shining birch tree, the shining birch tree.